Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm an astrologer here in New York City, and I'm broadcasting this beautiful Wednesday night from my bright red desk on May 4th, 2016. I don't know how it got to be May. I don't know how it got to be 11 o'clock on Wednesday night, but here we are, joining again in the Blog Talk Radio studios, guarded and guided by the British lady who says, We have begun. So what we do here on Blog Talk Radio is we talk a little bit about the energy in the sky and how to use it and what to do with it. And then we offer you great advice, hopefully, if you write in or you call. We take calls from our listeners and answer their questions online. And we are all about helping. The idea that astrology is a wonderful profession that we all love, and we are very helpful with it. So Mark is sleeping, and we are making noise about moving to 10 o'clock earlier on Wednesdays so he can make it, which means we're going to pay $40 to do the show, which, you know, I guess that's okay. And Heather, I don't know where she is, but hopefully she'll be joining me soon, and we will go forward. But in the meantime, let's talk a little bit about the energy. We have a lovely, lovely, lovely new moon this Friday. And the new moon is at 3:29 Eastern time, so adjust for your time zone. And what the new moon is, it's got a big old grand trine in Earth. Now, currently in the sky, six planets are going retrograde. So what retrograde planets are is they go backwards. And they ask us to all words with R-E, redo, revise, revisit, relearn, re-understand, you know, release, let go. And so this lovely new moon is in a bunch of retrogrades, and it's in this big old grand trine in Earth. So Earth is all about manifestation and form and creation, and then creating. Now, the other thing that's interesting is there's no air in the sky. There's not a single planet in air. So when that happens, the world is wordless. We sit with our mouth. And we go, wow. But there's a lot of planets in feeling signs of Earth, in water signs of emotion, and in fire signs of vision. So while we don't have words, our job is to really work on what makes us feel or what it is we want to create or what we desire or where we want to go. And new moons are great for manifestation and creating things. I just did a webinar earlier tonight, available on my website if you want to buy it, because you can do the new moon ritual through Sunday. And the energy of the new moon is all about creation, because it's a grand trine in Earth, and it involves Jupiter retrograde and Pluto retrograde and Mercury retrograde and Juno retrograde, all talking to each other, having a little conversation, and saying, okay, what is it we want to create? And then they're all trying to the sun and the moon. And the sun and the moon are the Sabian images of the swords and the light, which is an energy around how do we create? What's our vision of what we want to create? And so when we have that, what we watch for with the Sabian image, the images of the moon, these were translated by Elsie Wheeler, and they are a lot about the direction of where we go. So the Sabian image is a symbolic battle between the swords, the disciplines of might, and the torches, the disciplines of enlightenment. The swords show weapons and strong-armed tactics, where the torches are instruments that bring truth and light. It suggests a split between using power and strength and using reason and intelligence. Arguments over ideals can easily lead to battles and war. Okay? And what we want to do is, at the moment of time, there's a struggle between the practical needs and the underlying reasons for having those needs. It can be that someone has been so caught up in what they're trying to achieve and have lost sight of why. The endeavor is to bring enlightenment to people often, and it sometimes meets with resistance, particularly when this enlightenment will disrupt the usual process of things. One can see examples of this in places where the media has a stranglehold on information, and its effect is to achieve or maintain power. Battles are usually only truly worth fighting when the ideals behind them are clearly believed in or understood. To do this, it's often important to pause and reassess why you are doing what you're doing. All right? So the confusion inside you is a powerful indicator that the outer world needs to be reconsidered. how can things be transformed and brought into the light of acceptance and understanding so the sword can be dropped? What you want to be careful is forcing opinions on each other. Propaganda, arguing over ideals. Give yourself permission to bring love and light to war zones. Know that the pen is mightier than the sword. So that's the image for the moon. And it's a very powerful image because it really invites us on multiple levels to really connect with the deeper realization of who we are as humans, why we're here on Earth, what our purpose is. The new moon also is particularly potent because, at least in the East Coast, it's a grand trine in water. Well, the Earth planets are in water houses, which makes them very, very fertile. And it invites us to move forward and invites us to create. And, of course, we think of May as the, it's cherry blossom time here in New York. All those cherry blossoms calling the bees, saying, bees, bees, come by. And the bees come by. And they go, let's make some cherries. And off we go with the fertility and the abundance and the creation. So the new moon has a great deal to do with creation and abundance. And it also is a lot about creating. So as we go forward in the week, we're also going to have the Sun trine Pluto on Saturday, which is a very powerful energy for creation. And we're also going to have Jupiter stationing to move direct next week on the 9th. And that's all about forward motion. Jupiter's been going retrograde since January. And he goes, okay, let's go forward now with the plans. We've made the plans. Let's go forward with them. And then probably more important than any of this stuff is the Sun and Mercury are meeting up on the node of Mercury. So I said this on the other show, and people wrote, what? I didn't know about nodes. There's a node of the lunar nodes, right, the Sun and the Moon. And because they move really fast, they go 19 years it takes them to go backwards in the sign. Every planet has a node, right? And they don't always meet up, and they don't move very fast. They're actually very slow-moving things. But every now and then a planet pops into the node. So what's going to happen on Monday is Mercury is going to pop into its node, which means it's going to be in a line with the Sun, which means we're going to see a little dark speck go in front of the Sun from Earth's perspective. And it's going to be, quote-unquote, eclipsed, kind of, where it's going to dive into its node. And so when Mercury dives into its node, it releases. It lets go of things. So we're going to be releasing Geminis or Virgos. Virgo is, Mercury rules both Geminis and Virgos. We're going to have some of them leave us, or we're going to leave them. And remember, there's no earth, there's no air in the sky right now. So we don't have words, we just have actions. And Mercury's in an earth sign, so he's going to take action and leave, or change, or shift. Throat, thyroid, very active. So if you've got thyroid problems, this is what it's going to kick up. It also is an energy of letting go on a different level. There's an energy of releasing this part of how do we get there? How do we say we're finished with this? And when Mercury dives into its node, it says, okay, that's done. We're done. We're done here. Now, it's going to happen on the same day Jupiter stations, right? So that's a big day Monday next week. And you want to kind of watch the energy because there's a lot of energy in Earth, which is all about manifesting and creating in form. And then there's a lot of energy around releasing because the energy is all these planets are retrograde saying let go, go back, or revising or revisiting, RE words. And then there's a lot of energy around how do we create on a different level. So that's the story of the sky right now. And our job when all these planets are in Earth is sometimes we can feel really heavy because a lot of Earth energy brings us down to Earth, weighs us down. But we also, it's a lot about the physical pleasures and how we connect on a physical level to things. And that's a very important component of the way things work too, to watch that physical energy and how it works and how it shows up. Okay, so you want to kind of pay attention to that. And then last but not least, because it is a new moon and Mercury is stationing at the degree that Mars is going to station at, that the degree that Pluto stationed at a couple of times, what happens with him is he's very much about how do we get there? So I think Heather just came. Heather, you there?
Yes, I did. Indeed. Mercury retrograde is playing tricks on me today. My cell phone with the alarm on it that lets me know what time it is has disappeared, gone on a walkabout, which it does every Mercury retrograde.
You always have the best Mercury retrograde stories. It's like one of your favorite things. It's like, woo!
It is.
Yeah. So I was just telling everybody about Mercury. Actually, it's a longer retrograde than normal because he's going into his node.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be a little deeper, a little more profound. And because he's in Taurus, he's digging up the bodies and he's telling the stories.
Yes,
so.
Indeed. And this is we have four retrogrades, not just three this year, because it started off with a retrograde, it finishes with a retrograde. So we're really lucky this year.
And retrogrades in Earth,
so
which is physical breaking of things, or phones going on walkabouts and not telling you where they went.
Yes, and it's not the time to skip the check engine light on your car, because it can quite physically appear that way. My daughter texted me from a meeting that she was headed to, an open house for a new class. She gets there. The building is dark. There's 20 people waiting outside. They go in. They sit in the dark for half an hour until the poor person gets in, comes running over to, and the teacher arrived 45 minutes late because of traffic.
Oh, wow. What happened? Oh, because of traffic? Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Again, because so many construction projects, quite literal, very earthy, so many construction projects have started this right now at this time. And our state celebrated the retrograde cycle by closing down all the highways for 3 days. And so the main thoroughfare between St. Paul and Minneapolis was just shut down, and the secondary road was also shut down. One was for construction, the other was for Cinco de Mayo celebration, but it made for a lot of interesting
it's
detours.
It's not Cinco de Mayo yet, huh?
Yeah, I know.
It's not till tomorrow, huh?
Right. Today is May the 4th be with you, Star Wars Day.
And, yeah.
But it because of that, we had, and you're right, who expects the Cinco de Mayo celebration on May 1st? But because of all of that, the whole many people described seeing parts of the city they had never seen before, discovered new restaurants, found new coffee shops, and the wedding that I had that I was officiating on Saturday started 45 minutes late because the parents of the bride and groom were stuck in traffic.
Wow.
So
that's pretty good.
Keeping your sense of humor is absolutely essential.
It's really important to do on a Mercury retrograde, Well, I was going out for dinner. I went to visit a friend who had brain cancer and, you know, visited her in the hospital and then took it. It's a recurrence, so. She had a little tumor cut out on a retrograde. And I was meeting another friend for dinner. And, of course, 23rd Street, you know, there's a little thing where they report into MapQuest when there's an accident, right? I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool. It was accident. So my cab driver took me on an adventure, which was okay, but it was like a long adventure. So she ordered the food and the appetizers, and so I get there and everything's there, and I'm like, okay, let's just eat, you know. So it was like, okay, we can do this. But, yeah, it was definitely all sorts of things going retrograde or wrong. But just understanding that that's part of that the universe wants us not to go so fast. It wants us to learn about those new restaurants or try those new places we haven't been or get stuck in traffic and go, why are you not taking 20th Street? Not the right way. Okay, you know. Yeah.
It is fascinating.
It keeps us out of trouble. So what are you thinking about the new moon, the full moon? The new moon.
The new moon coming up.
Yeah.
And I am pulling up my chart. And this new moon is the earthiest, most fecund, most fertile time of the year. That's this Friday afternoon. What you want to plant will grow, whatever you decide. So don't, you know, throw a hissy fit, because that will grow and your anger will multiply. But if you can find solutions or look for answers or do something, take new steps towards your health, develop new habits that you want to be healthy, plant ideas, put bulbs in. I've got some plants waiting to go in the ground as a ritual for it. And it is a year, a time to plant what you want to grow. That new moon in Taurus is so fertile.
Yeah, really, really fertile.
So
and it
find
makes
a way
very
to plant
happy.
A literal seed if you can. If it's, you know, putting a plant in your window or putting a seed in the ground. And what do you want, what ideas, feelings do you want to invoke that you can plant along with that seed? It's really magical time for that. Don't try to change anybody's mind. It won't work.
Right. They're not in the mood to be changed.
Mm-mm.
They're like, don't you try and tell me what to do. Yeah.
Right. And
very,
this,
very fierce.
The next couple of days with the moon in Aries at the dark of the moon, I think it's going to be some interesting political response because, you know, the election cycle has just shifted, and I think it will shift again because all the decisions made now with Mercury retrograde usually have to be adjusted somehow.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting to see what comes from that.
What the new changes are, yeah. Yeah, and we definitely have some political shifts. You know, Cruz dropped out, and what's his name is
and
running
Kasich
ahead.
And Kasich dropped out, too.
Oh, Kasich dropped out, too? I didn't hear that.
Mm-hmm. Just did.
Wow. When?
So,
today?
I believe so. Maybe it's an not necessary. I think it's so quiet he didn't. Yep, Kasich just dropped out 2 hours ago.
Wow, okay.
So
interesting.
Trump has no competition unless they decide to try to Shanghai the... and I don't think they will, the convention.
You don't think they will? No.
I don't think they're going to shoot him. That's
I'm
a good possibility. I've been looking at his chart or something.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
I don't. It will be interesting to see what happens from that.
Right.
Again, because everybody's dropping out now with Mercury retrograde, I can't believe that somebody else won't try to show up at the last minute.
Right. Yeah. And say, well, I want to be president. You know, it's like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we had a message from one of our people. Did you get that email this afternoon?
No, I haven't been on email. I've been
from
running around.
Libya. Okay.
From Libya?
And
okay.
Yes.
What did she say?
Pulling it up, if I can find it. Now here, it was concerning tonight. There we go. And born 9/22/1984 at 3:29 p.m. in Providence, Rhode Island. And she wants to know, as I'm just putting this in, the impact of this Friday's new moon. It's a good time to talk about how that new moon would be fitting in to their lives. Also, she is taking the Foreign Civil Service exam on June 9th and looking to make a major career change. Are there any hints towards a career with lots of travel or some kind of secret service from my 30s? So let's take a look at those possibilities. Now, this new moon in people's chart, it's interesting to see what house it's falling in and what planets it aspects in your chart. What can it help fertilize? And again, you know, if you, for instance, don't want to have a baby, be careful of your birth control this weekend. Because everything will plant if it can.
It wants to plant, yeah.
It wants to plant and it wants to grow. So this person was born on the very last few minutes of Virgo with a moon in Leo and a Capricorn rising and Pluto going back and forth across their ascendant for the next couple of years. So that's very interesting that they are interested now in the Secret Service with Neptune and Jupiter conjunct in the 12th house. They can really get lost in their inner world sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
They've got Venus, Pluto, and Saturn all in the 9th house of faraway places. So it does look like foreign service, you know, if they were going to go into a secret service, I would suggest to be in foreign countries with that lineup in the 9th house.
Yeah, definitely.
Moon, Sun, and Mercury all in the 8th house. They like to keep secrets.
Mm-hmm. And they're good at it.
And they liked a little adventure with that. Mars in Sagittarius and Moon in Leo.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you see, Anne?
Well, I think you're totally right with the wanting to be out, and I think the civil service test looks really nice on June 9th with the Sun Moon, the new progressive Moon and Sun is excellent, and then of course with the new Moon that we're having this month, the Moon is on the fourth house cusp, so it shoots energy up towards that Saturn because it's at 16, saying I'm making a commitment to a new kind of work. And, maybe now feeling ready that they can. With Pluto in the 12th about to emerge, it makes a lot of sense to go forward. But that new moon is grounding for you. So I would say, let's push this forward. Because now you're really committing for a new 2.5-year cycle to some new direction or new path.
Mm-hmm. And
so I like
soon
it.
to the new and their progressed lunar new moon, in about a month, exactly, they're able to be right in time.
It's on the day of the test, on June 9th.
Exactly, yeah. They begin a new 30-year cycle on the day of the test. Now, the day after the test, they may get very depressed as the moon conjuncts Pluto, progressed moon conjuncts Pluto, within the month. But to hold in there and to stay fascinated by their work during this next cycle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think it looks really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I would say full steam ahead. You know, it looks like you definitely have a real opportunity to pass the test. So I didn't know there was
a foreign
service
test.
That's kind of cool. Yeah, we have a bunch of people on hold, hanging out, waiting. So we'll take 913-484. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Anne. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
It's Andy.
Hi,
Andy. How
help
are you?
Good, good. Thanks for a great webinar earlier tonight, Anne. Really enjoyed it.
Good.
Learned a lot.
Glad you liked it. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you. I had a quick question about neighbors. I've got some renters next door, and I'm not just continuing as the months go on, not thrilled with them.
Mm-hmm.
Wondering if there's any chance that they'll move. I've lived here for 19 years and really like it and don't want to move. But I'm just
and
not
your
thrilled
birth info?
With them. March 24, 1965.
Mm-hmm.
12:05 p.m.
20:05.
I'm sorry, 12:05 p.m. in Urbana, Illinois.
Mm-hmm. At the university.
Darn near.
Mm-hmm. And you're asking about your neighbors. Let's take a look. Has it gotten escalated recently?
Probably within the past couple of months, yes.
Okay, so it's not in the last few days.
No, although they did introduce a new dog next door who doesn't look to be terribly friendly and scared the daylights out of one of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little concerned.
Mm-hmm. Well, looks like you've got a slightly... How was your relationship with your siblings growing up?
I wouldn't say great, but it's gotten better as we've gotten older. And
because there's something very, the third house has to do with both siblings and neighbors and neighborhood. And you've got three of the more difficult planets in your third house.
Yes.
And Saturn right now is squaring them, retrograding back, squaring them. Mars squared them, retrograded back, and will square them again when it goes forward. So this is not going away quickly. Looks like a very old issue. Your nodes square line up in the third house, but your north node is in Gemini, which says you have the capacity to make friends when they become friends or people in your community and you see them as that rather than as siblings and difficult neighbors. The dynamic shifts, and it goes into Jupiter and North Node instead of Mars, Uranus, and Pluto.
Oh, okay.
And your progressed Moon in Scorpio, you would just like to be alone and would like them not to be there.
Yes.
And that may be a real issue this month. So I would just say try to imagine them as how do you get to befriend, not necessarily get too close to, but imagine as friends that are out of your normal social circle, but stretch you to know, and greet them that way, and imagine interacting with them that way, and including saying, hello, what a beautiful new dog. Can you help, you know, keep my dog safe with your dog?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
see if you can really let your Jupiter in the 11th house do the talking, rather than, you know, your Venus and Pisces can feel a little endangered, and then your Mercury in Aries speaks up. And you've got Uranus right on your Mercury right now, so you're tending to kind of speak up too quickly. And Mercury rules your third house of neighbors.
Right.
So there really is something about reframing the dynamics of your childhood around siblings and reorganizing this as like part of your learning lesson, because they're not going away easily. So it's like, what can you learn from it and then negotiate as best you can until they go away? But I wouldn't count on them going away as a solution to the problem.
Okay.
Anne, what do you see?
Yeah, I would agree. I don't think they're going anywhere. But I think that with the, you know, with the other stuff going on in your chart, with the Pluto trine, the Pluto, you know, from the sixth house of your dog feeling intimidated with them, trining the Pluto in the neighbor's stuff. That Mars Uranus Pluto is, you know, is the dog fenced? Is it trained? Is it, you know, what's the story with their pets? And then you have the Capricorn Mercury, so your chart, or Capricorn Moon rather, so your chart is very serious minded, you know, so, and the
mm-hmm.
pets are really important to you with the ruler of your chart being in the house
mm-hmm.
of pets. So
mm-hmm.
that's, I think, really the underlying issue is it going to hurt my animal?
Mm-hmm.
And with Saturn mm-hmm. in the 12th house of the pets, there's a sense of danger right now. And Mercury's stationing
mm-hmm.
on the Jupiter, so you're kind of like, you know, are they reasonable neighbors? What are they going to do? And are their pets
mm-hmm.
well-trained? And probably
mm-hmm.
the answer is not so well. So
mm-hmm.
right.
your job is
right.
to kind of say, they're not so well-trained, so what are they going to do to make sure what are you going to do to make sure yours is okay? I think that's really the concern with the moon in the sixth, is how do I keep my pet safe? And
right.
and then within there, you know, because your chart can be very charming and delightful and talk to people, but the real issue is don't hurt my baby.
Yep.
And there's a
right.
vulnerability going on right now, either around health or around your daily routine or your work, Pluto in the sixth, trining your Pluto in the third. So this is actually... I would kind of say they're kind of an extension of unexpressed anxiety from other places. So if we look at where your daily routine needs to change, and if you can change it, then that would help a lot with that anxiety with the neighbors.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. I even thought of building a bit of a stronger privacy fence, but I thought, well, I don't want to send a negative message. I just want everybody to be safe. That's all.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that might
well,
be totally
really,
appropriate
yeah.
later on. But
mm-hmm.
I would say you can build the, you know, fences make good neighbors, as Robert Frost used to say. So if you build the privacy fence, also outreach as a way to, you know, not get cozy, but to make it, you know, we're all interestingly different people in This Is Our Neighborhood together. How can we share it? Because I'm a little nervous around my dog, I'm going to build a bigger fence. But
right.
always happy to see you when we're out.
Right.
So
right.
so you have a both and message, okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you
and
both so
much. And it shifts the energy in
yeah.
you, and I think you'll find it helps.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah,
thank you both.
You're
really
welcome.
Appreciated.
You're welcome. Yeah. You got to take care of Puddin', you know?
Mm-hmm. Get that right.
And this Mercury retrograde in Taurus is bringing up, and it's in, you know, Taurus is territorial and protective as well as fertile.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. it is bringing up a lot of very old issues.
Mm-hmm.
Very old issues. And in the process, we can do some deep layers of healing around those very old issues. But when they come up, notice the old tape that wants to click right into place and
mm-hmm.
see if you can reframe the story and change the dynamic to the one you want, not to the automatic default that might be built in from previous times in your life that were similar and could not be changed.
Right. Yeah, because this is an old energy.
Right.
Earth is old, billions of years old, and it's Grand Trine in Earth. So this is a billions of year old energy, and it's inside of you. And so you have to go, wow. What lifetime, what galaxy, what planet, you know? Might not have been this one. But it's a deep, deep energy.
We're out of time. So good luck
on
everybody
finished.
With this new moon. See
yeah, have fun.
Beautiful things.
Yes. Big hugs. Bye, all.
Bye.